Thal shook his head, almost sympathetically.
No, you couldn't, son. Besides, that's a nice tidy list of conspirators right there. Three sounds about right. A senator and two chiefs. All the bases covered. And all three dead makes it tidier still.
No, we can work something out, stammered Jaxton.
No, son, we can't. It just wouldn't work. It's my business to know beings, and I know that much about you.
He thought about asking Thal if he could talk to someone, but even as the thought formed, he realized there was no one to talk to. No one who would miss him. He didn't even have a blasted pet that would miss him, like Dorvin did.
Keep writing. I cannot continue living, knowing that my fellow conspirators have died for what they believe is right. Soon, I will join them. Now, sign it.
No one's gonna believe this, said Jaxton,
even as he affixed his signature.
They'll know it's murder, and they'll find you.
Again, Thal laughed, and Jaxton found himself cringing ever so slightly at the sound.
You may be right. Then again,
he nodded to one of his men.
You may not be.
The man leaned down, and to Jaxton's shock, offered him the blaster. He stared at it as if it were an exotic animal. He could take it, and probably get off two shots, at least one good one to Thal, before they took him down. Thal's tidy little plan would completely unravel and become most untidy indeed. And that was when Jaxton knew, down to his marrow, that he was a coward after all. Thal was right. He couldn't have kept his mouth shut if he were interrogated. He'd have cracked, and cracked completely. He wished desperately now that he'd just walked into Windorvin's office, sat down, and spilled everything. Cooperation could have saved him. His ambition and ego had doomed him. At least the ones he was implicating were already dead. There was something to be said for that. He took the blaster and held it quietly, awaiting instructions.
Now, put it in your mouth. And then, when you're ready, pull the trigger.
Jaxton stared at the blaster, then slowly did as he was told. His breathing came quick around the muzzle, and he tasted and smelled the tang of metal. Odd how sharp his senses were, now that they would never be used again. He looked up straight into Thal's pale, cold eyes. Thal nodded.
I'll watch you go,
he said, his voice as gentle as it could be made, hearing the unspoken question. Jaxton pulled the trigger.